Do you want to talk a little bit about Hanukkah? Oh, so we came to this place. Ki mitchila hi or, because in the beginning it's light. Torah Lamed Zayin 37. Light of Hanukkah. Light of Hanukkah. Light of Hanukkah got a very special power. Light of Hanukkah got that power to stay with you forever. This is the light of Hanukkah. There was a big miracle in that day of Hanukkah. They found that oil, it was very special. It was light for 8 days. It was another very special miracle. But the biggest miracle of them all is that you light candles today. This is the biggest miracle of them all. A lot stronger, a lot bigger, with all of the decrees, with all of the exile, with all of the difficulties, that you until today gonna light the Hanukkah, this is the biggest miracle of them all. So we need to understand what's gonna stay with you forever. What is that kind of light that's gonna go with you forever and ever and ever? Those are the good points, the Nekudot Tovot, that Rabbeinu is talking about them so many times. And we need to understand what are those good points. Because everyone is doing a lot of good in his life, everyone. And there are things that you remember forever, and there are things that are disappear with the time. So, we could see that Am Yisrael, even though that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out from Egypt and helped them with amazing miracles, and they forgot it all. And we need to remind ourselves that every holiday and every tefillah that Hashem took us out from Egypt, because it's very easy for us to forget. Even though that the miracle was amazing, was huge. Nothing ever been seen like that, in changing nature so wildly. But still, it's very easy for us to forget. This is why we need to remind ourselves that again and again and again, in Birkat HaMazon and in everything that we do, we need to remind ourselves that. So why? Because we haven't prayed on it. We haven't prayed enough. When you receive something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you haven't built vessels for it, means you haven't prayed on that thing enough, it will not going to help you. It will not going to be useful for you, even if it's an amazing thing. If now you found your shidduch, but you haven't prayed on it enough, so it will not going to help you. You can see a lot of amazing couples that had an amazing wedding, and they bought an amazing house, and they have amazing children, and this is it. And now they are divorcing, and they're separating. Why? Everything was so amazing. They haven't prayed on it. They haven't bought it with prayers, so it cannot last. But when a person is being humiliated in his life by prayer, because when a person is praying, so he's been humiliated. What it means humiliated? He realized that it's from Hashem. When you pray on something, you can understand that it's from Hashem. And you remember that Hashem made that miracle for you. And the tikkun for a person to fix that lacking of prayer, if you haven't prayed on something enough, it's to thank on that thing after. And this is the light of Hanukkah. That we're all thanking, Leodot, Ulhalel, Shimcha Gadol, that we're thanking Hashem. That light that we received in Hanukkah, we haven't prayed on it, on that miracle to find that olive pach. Olive pach. I would say olive pach. That olive pen.
Jug.
That olive jug.
Olive oil.
That they found it, olive oil jug. When they found it, they haven't prayed on it, but Rabotenu set for us that halacha that we need to thank on it. Those four kinds of people that found themselves, or that they found themselves in a danger, or that they were sick, or that they came from the sea, those people that need to thank, to say Hagomel, to thank Hashem, it's because they haven't prayed before. If you prepare yourself for that with a lot of prayers, you wouldn't find yourself in no risk. This is why they're saying that the people, sailors, men, they are, most of them, chassidim. Why? Because they realize the risk. They see that they're in the hands of Hashem Yitzbarach all of the time, and they're all depends in the kindness of Hashem, in the mercy of Hashem Yitzbarach, so they're always praying. So, if a person didn't pray, and he found himself now in a risk, in the sea, in the desert, or that he'd become to be sick, now he needs to thank. The fact that Rabbeinu told us that we need to thank Hashem Yitbarach on the miracle of Chanukah, of that olive oil jug, because of that we remember that until today. So this is the secret. On things that you want to remember, things that are important to you, certain success that you have in your life, certain good points that you see that Hashem is with you, and you don't want to forget it. So first of all, if you're able, you need to pray on that. You need to pray, Hashem Yitbarach, let me remember all of the good things that you do with me. This is something very good. But it's harder. This is harder than after you had a miracle to go and to thank Hashem Yitbarach on that. And by doing that, you're going to remember that. And He's going to walk with you and going to follow you for the rest of your life. Always you're going to remember that. What is that good point that the person has in his life? This is that connection that you have with Hashem Yitbarach in your life. If now you receive a reward, $1 million, you found your mate, you bought a house, every good thing that you can imagine to yourself that you have, if you haven't received it from Hashem, means in your mind, from your point of view, it was because that you are a genius, you made a big deal, a very amazing success you had, you were acting wisely, it will not gonna last. It's not a good point in your life. It can fail your life. It can ruin your life. It can destroy your life. Because you become to be arrogant. Because me and him, Hashem is saying, cannot live in one place. So if Hashem is not there, so you're there. Wonderful. So Hashem is humble enough to say, I'm going. You will stay. So then the blessing is walking with Hashem Yitbarach, because He's the source of all blessings. So when a person finds something in his life, he has to connect it to the faith. To connect it to Hashem Yitbarach. Means to remember that I received it from Hashem Yitbarach. When you do that, you receive the light, the spirituality of that thing that you received. A person can live in a castle, in a palace, and not to have shalom bayit, and you're going to live all alone, and you're going to feel so empty, and everything just, you're going to be so despair and sad in that amazing castle that he's got. And he will feel like in prison, and he's got gardens and huge backyards and a lake. He can own a lake, and to feel all alone. And he is alone. Why is he alone? Because Hashem is not with him. Because he cannot feel Hashem present. So, first of all, if a person got faith, it's something amazing. But if a person's faith is weak, so we need to work on that, to increase the faith. How we increase the faith? By thanking Hashem Yitbarach. Because when you thank on something, in that moment you bring back that understanding that you received it from Hashem. So you thank Hashem, so you bring Hashem back into the picture. Every time that you thank Hashem, you bring Hashem into that. So it's not my house. Beti bet tefillah, beti bet Hashem. My house is a house of prayer. My house is a house of Hashem. And then you praise Hashem and you bring the blessing of Hashem Yitbarach again into your life and again into your life. When Hashem Yitbarach sees a person like that, that person is loyal. This is Eved Ne'eman. He's a loyal slave. Means that he is always praising Hashem Yitbarach. He's always bringing back all of the honor back to Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem sees a person like that. He's saying, I wish to give him some more. I enjoy to give him, I want to give him more. If you want to see a very simple example for that, if you give charity to someone, you give him 10 shekels, 100 shekels, 1,000 shekels, $1, you give him the money. If he takes it and says, thank you, and he's going, disappear from your life, you don't have no will to help him anymore. Not because you want the honor, because even you don't feel that really it was useful. He took it, disappeared. I don't know what he done with the money. Just took it and went. And thought, oh, what's my connection with it? No connection. But if he's coming to you and he's telling you, not for your honor at all, just he's sharing with you, you know, that he gave me that money, I made this with it, it helped me, we paid the bill, and we, I don't know what, bought something for the sukkah, and it helped us so much for Shabbos. Thank you, I appreciate it so much. You see that he recognized the good. It wakes up the will of you, of yours, to give him more. You say, Baruch Hashem, my charity done something, affected his life. with Hashem Yitzhak, it's exactly the same. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us in a language that we can understand. All of those situations that happen to us in our life are coming to teach us how to serve Hashem. It's not that Hashem is like what that goes on here. What that goes on here is coming to teach us how to serve Him. So you can learn from it to Hashem. Malchut ha-da'ara ke malchut ha-da'ikia. The kingship of this world is exactly like the kingship of heaven. We need to serve in Hashem Yitzbarach in a way. How are we going to learn that way? Hashem Yitzbarach created the world for us that we're going to learn from this world. From my flesh, I'm going to see Hashem. I'm going to understand how Hashem works. As you can see in education, in Chinuch, that this is also very connected to Chanukah, because Chinuch, education, coming from the same word of Chanukah, it is a time to re-educate ourselves, like the Rav is writing in the Gan HaChinuch, that everything in education, if you want to educate someone else, depends on how you educate yourself. Because you cannot give to someone else from something that you don't have. This is why Hashem Yitzbarach is also cannot demand from us things if He haven't gave them to us. If He didn't give us those tools, those abilities to serve Hashem Yitzbarach, so how He wants us to serve, so He did give. And He gave us everything. A person needs to know and to remember that Hashem is not coming with no complaints with a person if a person is not serving Him right. Hashem Yitzbarach give you all of the time hints. And from those hints you can grow, you can develop. And you don't need to think even, I'm not doing enough, maybe I can do some more and more, and it's not right. The truth is that you're exactly in the place that Hashem wants you to be. The only thing that you need to do is to connect yourself to faith, to see that it's all Hashem. This is the mitzvah. Hashem Baruch is saying to us in the first commandment, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am your God. This is it. Lo yelecha elokim acherim al panai. Don't replace it. Every place that you don't have Hashem Yitzbarach in your life, it's because that you replaced Him. You rather to have honor. You preferred to enjoy from food, from luxury, from I don't know, every nonsense in the world. You replaced. David HaMelech is saying, Kirvat elokim litov. To be close to Hashem, this is the best thing. A person needs to work on that, to look for Hashem Yitzbarach in his life. Not to try to bring Hashem Yitzbarach into your life. He's already memale kol almin, filling all of the world. Kvodo male olam, and His honor is everywhere. Leit atar panui mine, there is no place that Hashem Yitzbarach is not in that place. You just need to let Him be. You just need to let the light of Hashem Yitzbarach glow from inside. You will see that Hashem Yitzbarach is with you. You will find Hashem Yitzbarach inside of yourself. That you have Hashem Yitzbarach inside. And in that moment, you can reach the heights. You can become to be such a tzaddik. Because every person in the world got a soul inside of him. And that soul is connected straight to Hashem. This is the name Israel. Yeshar El, straight to God. This is you. You are in Israel. This is you. This is it. You have it inside of yourself. You have that straight light that comes from Hashem Yitzbarach. And you have it inside. And if you're Jewish, you have something else also. You have those letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name of Hashem Yitzbarach in your name. You have Yud, and you have Hey, and you have Vav. And the Dalet is an open door. And you're just, who are you? You're an open door to Hashem Yitzbarach. This is your being. This is what you are. Just don't close the door. Just don't close the door. The only way to close the door is by the letter Chet. That you replace the letter Dalet in Chet. Chet is a closed door. Dalet is an open door. When a person sins, he closed the door. This is it. He closed the door. You sinned, he closed the door. And you cannot see the light of Hashem. But it's still there. Just you cannot see. Why? Because you chose. You chose wrong. You chose to sin. You preferred something on Hashem Yitzbarach. Instead of canceling yourself to Hashem Yitzbarach and see that it's all Hashem Yitzbarach. And when Amalek is coming, when Am Yisrael are asking, Amalek it's the doubts. When are the doubts are coming? When a person is asking himself, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeno in ayin? Is Hashem with us or not? It's hard. It's a very hard explanation. You said that Amalek, that the numeral value of Amalek is a doubt, is coming when a person is questioning on Hashem. if he's with us or not. How can it be? The doubts are coming when you're doubting on Hashem. It's the same thing. Exactly. Means that in your free choice that you choose to doubt, to question on Hashem, this is it. You chose it. You brought Amalek. Amalek is not coming. You brought him. In that moment that you don't have 100% confidence in Hashem Yitzvarach, you just connected yourself to Amalek. A person needs to have a daily effort, daily work on that. And this is the gift of Yitbodedut. That he is thinking on every situation. That he is observing on every situation to connect it back again to Hashem Yitzvarach. In his awareness, in his faith. To bring Hashem Yitzvarach back into our lives. Not to change nothing, not to move. Not to move. No, you don't have where to go to. You don't miss nothing. You don't lack of nothing. You have everything because you have Hashem with you. And in the moment that you have Hashem, you can achieve everything. You can achieve everything with prayers. You can achieve everything that you need, everything that you require. You need just to stand up in front of Hashem and to tell him, Ribbono Shel Olam, let me connect myself to you. And then kindness is going to surround you. Bounty is going to surround you. You're going to be able to help others, to support others, to heal others, to give advice to yourself, to your wife, to your family, to your friends, to your neighbors, to everyone. You're going to have a lot to give because you connected yourself to the source. How you do that? Only by that simple thing that called faith. To achieve faith, it's by that thing that called it what it is. When you talk to Hashem Yitzvarach, you remember him. When you talk to him, you remember him. Haemanti ki adaber. I believe because I'm talking. If you're not talking, you don't believe. If you don't talk to Hashem Yitzvarach, you don't believe in him. If you do believe that Hashem Yitzvarach exists, that he's got all of the powers, so why are you calling your lawyer? Why are you calling your friends? Why are you talking to your wife and trying to convince her, listen, you have to take that on yourself, you have to change, we have to change. Why are you talking to puppets? Why are you talking to speakers? Why are you not talking to the source? Why are you not talking to the one that asa, done, the ose, and doing, the yase, and gonna do, to all of the actions? He is doing everything. He's done everything. And he will do everything. Who asa ose ve'ase lechol ha'masim. Lechol ha'masim. To all actions. To all deeds. To all situations. He's the creator. And nothing except of him. Nothing. Just to praise him. Just to remember him. If you're able to remember him before, like we said, it's hard. For that we're preparing ourselves. A wise person prepare himself in the Yitbodedut for the day, for tomorrow. Please Hashem, let me remember you. Let me come again tomorrow to do Yitbodedut. Let me not fail on what that I failed yesterday and confess now. That I won't waste my time in the field every day to confess on the same thing. Thank you Hashem Yitbarach for my failures, for my lackings. Please give me faith, give me strength, give me the ability not to forget you tomorrow. Why a person sins? Because he forgot Hashem. If you would know that Hashem Yitzvarach is there, standing on top of you, looking at you, observing, hugging you, love you, so kind, you wouldn't sin. You forgot Hashem. You forgot that Hashem supplied the food, so you had to steal some roll, something to eat. You were hungry. You forgot that Hashem Yitzvarach can change your wife, so you rebuked her because you forgot Hashem. So you came to her and you thought you're able to do something. You forgot Hashem. This is why you came to all of your failures, because you forgot Hashem. So a wise person going to prepare himself with prayers. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, let me remember you, let me not forget you. This is the aspect that we said before, that if you prepare vessels, you're going to have those vessels to contain the light. The words of the prayer, they are the vessels to contain the bounty. Atfilot, atevotem kelim, lekabelet ha-shefa. When you pray, you prepare vessels. If you haven't, or if you haven't enough, or if Hashem influenced, influenced, you're changing every class. You want a different language. Echal ha'gvanim ha'mishtanim ol rabbeinu, changing colors, English. So, Hashem Yitzvarach, He's changing and giving to you a lot of more shefa, more bounty, even if from what that you prepared, because He's so nice. You called your father, you told him, Father, I need 3,000 shekels to cover for this month. And he is transferring to you 30,000, 300,000. He's a generous father. You can deal with Hashem Yitzvarach all of the time it's happening. You ask for something, and you receive a lot more. So now, you don't have the vessel, you came with a small cup to receive the... You were thirsty, you just wanted a cup of water. And Hashem now pouring gallons of water on you. You Niagara Falls, you don't know what to do with yourself. So what are you going to do? You have the picture of Rav Berland. You see what you do. You just stand like that, and you thank Hashem. I saw the picture of Rav Berland. This is what you do. You just thank Hashem. This is how you fix. This is how immediately you bring more cups and more cups, more vessels to contain more light, more water, more. This is what Rabbeinu is writing here. In the beginning it's light, and after it becomes to be water. And after it becomes to be heaven. Why after it heaven? After it heaven, because after it, the heaven, there is the border, there the sky is the limit. There is no limit to what it you can achieve. There is no limit in the world, because if you don't understand how much Hashem is kind, and how much Hashem wants to give, and how much Hashem cares, and how much everything is so strong and so powerful and so great, you will understand that Hashem wants to give everything and more than you can imagine. More than you can imagine. And why that it will not going to happen through you? Why not? And then you start to do tshuva on your lack of faith, not on minus, not on your debts, not on your lacking, just in plus. When you have you have so much, and you say to Hashem Yitzvarach, I don't believe in you enough. I don't realize your greatness enough. I want to believe in you more. Who is talking about sinning? Just I'm not putting enough powers to serve you. I want to give more. You're talking to Hashem Yitzvarach in a different place. In the place of bounty, in the place of wealth, Ashirut. In that place, you can serve Hashem Yitzvarach also in Mesirut Nefesh. Like you can see Tzadikim, that you know for sure that they never sinned in their life. Never sinned. And still they're judging themselves. But what are you judging yourself? You never sinned in your life. Because they want to serve Hashem more. Because according to how much Hashem is great, how much Hashem is wonderful, I want to give Him, I want to serve Him, I want to worship Him more, I want to sacrifice everything. And every moment of our lives we can give to Hashem. So, again, to the beginning, if you have that merit, you prepare yourself every day. You prepare vessels to the bounty to come. But if, from any reason, like we said, there are two ways. Or that you don't have vessels, so then when Hashem gives you what that you need, you don't have the vessels to contain it. Or that Hashem is giving too much, means more than you're able to receive. Those two options are coming, depends in one thing that calls humility. If a person is wise, he's going to go and humiliate himself in the field in his tshuva process every day. He's going to go and remind himself where he's coming from and what are all of his lackings and defects and what he needs to work on. And he's going to humiliate himself. Humiliating yourself creates a vessel. This is a vessel. When you're humble, you have a big vessel. If you're arrogant, so you're like a mountain, so the water cannot stay, they're running to the side, to the humble places. So you lose all of what that you can have. So if you're having that daily job, daily effort of Yitbodedut, you create that vessel. And the light is coming, the water are coming and filling the vessel that you have. And if you're going to work on it more and more, not for no reason, Moshe Rabbeinu, that he received the Torah and handed it to Am Yisrael, he's the most humble person. Rabbeinu is writing that humility, it's wisdom. It's not a game, a show that a person is worrying filthy clothes, and he's so poor and humble. It's not. This is a fake humility. It's not a real humility. A real humility, you can be like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that was so rich, and still he was the symbol of humility. On Rabbi Natan was wearing royal garments. Yes?
Yeah.
Thank you. And still, when one of the students saw him, Rabbeinu told that student before he saw Rabbi Natan, that soon going to come a student, that student holds himself as a piece of mud, some piece of earth. And when that student saw Rabbi Natan with his royal garments, he knew. He said, this is him. He was so humble that the clothes didn't change him. Nothing didn't change him at all. Nothing. He was humble from inside. So the humility is not something that... It's who that you are. It's your wisdom. If you know that you're nothing, so you're humble. This is it. If you know that there is Hashem, then you're humble. This is it. You know. But if you forget Hashem, so you're arrogant. You think that you're able to, and you're gonna... Stupid. Simple. You're just a fool. You don't have Hashem in your life. So, if you humiliate yourself, you create those vessels. If not, Hashem is kind enough to break the person, to humiliate the person, to create issues in Shlom Bayit, issues in Parnassah, to create vessels. Only because He wants you to have His presence in your life. This is why, Et Asher Yoav Hashem Yochiach, He rebukes the one that He loves. This is why He is humiliating us. So every time that you see that you have certain humiliation in your life, you woke up to see that you're so far from Kedusha, that you're so far from good attributes, Midot Tovot, that you're far from faith, that you're far from confidence, that you're far from having a heart to Am Israel, that you're far. It's a gift from Hashem. This is the tikkun, like we said before, to praise. You need to accept it with gratitude, with love, and to thank Hashem Yitzbarach on all of those humiliations, on all of those insultings, because by that you receive the bounty. By that you receive the shefa. You receive the closeness of Hashem. Kirvat Elokim litov. Elokim is judgments. It's good. The judgments are good. This is, on one leg, the light of Chanukah. How a person can prepare himself to have the ability to pull that light of good points in his life for the future, for the generations, and to inherit that wisdom to your children, to all of your students, to pray from the beginning, ideally to pray on it, to have the ability to receive it. And if not, if you haven't, and Hashem for sure is kind enough to give you that light anyway, to thank Hashem Yitzbarach on it. להודות ולהלל לשמך הגדול על נפלאיך, על נפלאותיך, על ישועותיך. Thank you. חזק וברוך. Thank you very much.